Like much of the nation, Idaho is dealing with a serious and deadly flu season. Areas across the state are getting hit hard with the virus, especially the northern panhandle. Matt Gillum has a look at the latest numbers and trends.
As the illness continues to spread, several schools and districts across the state have chosen to close while students convalesce. An elementary school in North Idaho called off classes, as did schools in the Cascade District. Students in Riggins go back to class February 5th after 30% of students district-wide were out sick Monday. Randy Pedersen, the state influenza coordinator, says 5 people died this week due to flu. That brings the season total to 51 fatalities.
So to look at our number this season in comparison to last season, we're reporting 51 deaths total right now. Last year at this time, we had 31 deaths total. So we're concerned that we're having these large number of deaths and concerned about that trend.
According to Pedersen, the vast majority of those dying from influenza and flu-related illnesses are in the Idaho panhandle and over the age of 50. She says health officials aren't sure why the virus is so intense in the region. With flu season stretching from October to May, Pedersen wants to be sure the public realizes they can still take action to guard against it by getting a flu shot. Should you come down with the virus, Pedersen suggests staying home, resting, and drinking plenty of fluids. For KBSX News, I'm Matt Gillum.